It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Weather has certainly moved in. We've got rain and wind, and we're going to get snow and sleet, and that's going to be with us through tomorrow. Quick update on a major story earlier today. Early this afternoon, a single-engine plane crashed into a home in the northeast corner of Brooklyn Park. This is near West River Road and Noble Parkway, right up in the northeast corner of Brooklyn Park. We have learned that that plane was en route from Des Moines to the Anoka County Blaine Airport. The video has surfaced, video from a nearby home showing the plane going almost straight down. And there's a lot of video circulating on social media, etc., of a home being destroyed. Neighbors believe the people that lived in the home were out of town on vacation, and it is not known how many passengers were on that small plane. The FAA is investigating. But once again, a small plane crashed into a home in the northeast corner of Brooklyn Park, right near the border with Champlin, right near the Mississippi River. And it's not expect, or it looks as though there were no survivors on the plane, but we don't know how many people were aboard that small plane. Of course, the fire was put out. The home was completely destroyed. And as soon as we have any more information, we will bring that to you. But the FAA is on the scene and investigating. But it is unknown how many or who was on that plane, a small plane that left Des Moines and was traveling to the Anoka County Blaine Airport, just over the river from where that plane went down early this afternoon. I happen to live in that neck of the woods and drove by the scene after the crash, and as you can imagine, it was a chaotic scene. But neighbors report the people that lived in that house that were destroyed or was destroyed apparently are out of town. So let's get an update on what's going on over at the U with the Golden Gophers and Balloons tonight at Allianz Field. And our go-to guy, Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Andy, good to visit with you as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Early season and late season events at Allianz Field can be an adventure for the supporters. Tonight will be one of those.
Yeah, it's not looking pleasant outside. It's raining. I'm driving to the stadium now. It's raining, as you talked about in the forecast. It's kind of a wintry mix tonight. It's going to be a little chilly. But as long as there's no thunderstorms, the game will go on. It just might be a sloppy mess there at Allianz Field.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I'm sure the supporters will be prepared. Let's talk about the Loons. Off to a solid start, but it's fair to say five in, missed opportunities, goals conceded late, leads given up, et cetera. It could be better than the 2-1-2 they have so far.
Yeah, they're sitting in fourth place in the Western Conference, so a good position, like you said, through five games. But it could be a lot better. They gave up a three-goal lead, first time in club history that they gave up a three-goal lead 2 weeks ago at Kansas City and drew that game 3-3. And then they gave up two different one-goal leads last week against the defending MLS Cup champion LA Galaxy, including the second goal in the 90th minute. So they have not been able to close out games recently, and it's kept them from having a much better record.
Yeah, and Andy, it's got to be extremely frustrating for Eric Ramsey because the sense has been it has been about, you know, defending and defending properly and starting there and moving forward. So it's got to be extremely frustrating for him.
Yeah, it's his calling card. It's the thing that he focuses first and foremost on is having a tight defensive shape and limiting goals. And for the first 3.5 games, they were one of the best in the league at it. They were great down the stretch last season as they went to the Western Conference semifinals defensively. So this last, you know, game and a half, it's been a problem for them. Last game was a little bit of a, you can kind of explain that a little bit. They had five players away for international duty, including their two of their center backs, their starting goalkeeper. And some of the issues that they had on that second goal conceded on a set piece were kind of because of some of the young defenders not being as locked in as they probably should have been. So you can kind of explain it away a little bit. Those guys are now back. I'd imagine a fair amount of them will play here tonight. So, yeah, they're going to certainly want to tighten up defensively as they try to get 3 points tonight against Real Salt Lake.
All right, Andy, and what does Real Salt Lake bring to the table? They're 2-3 on the year.
Yeah, it's a rematch of last year's first-round playoff matchup, which the Loons won both games of and swept RSL. I got a story on TwinCities.com right now of Dane St. Clair reliving the two penalty kick shootouts. The Loons won both of those, and he has saved one shot of those 10 attempts that he had, and he had varying antics to try to throw off RSL and was successful in having them either hit the woodwork or put the ball over the nets, and the Loons were able to win against RSL last year. Eric Ramsey yesterday said that they played in preseason and there was an edge to the game. There was certainly a carryover from the way things were in the playoff series a year ago. They're a little bit different now. Christian Arango is gone. He's with San Jose now. He was a big part of their scoring punch for the majority of last season. He cooled off at the end of the year, but he's gone. So they've had trouble scoring goals. They've got four goals in five games. They've been pretty inconsistent. They've been alternating wins and losses throughout the season so far. So it's certainly a winnable game for the Loons.
All right. It'll be the Loons. And once again, Real Salt Lake tonight at Allianz Field. 7:30 start on that one. Available on Apple TV, and I don't see the free by that. I really look up and down that schedule for the free games on Major League Soccer, so you got to buy in if you're going to see it on Apple TV tonight.
That's true. They play next week on Sunday. I think that'll probably be a nationally televised game at New York, so that might be an opportunity for you and for others that don't have the MLS season pass to watch the Loons live next weekend.
Yeah, and they do get some free games on Apple TV. I've got the app. It's ready to go. So I certainly get excited.
Those are just a little bit intermittent. You don't really know exactly. Yeah. And I just was looking ahead to the schedule, and I think that game will be another opportunity just because it's at a quirky time and will likely, hopefully, be on for people that don't have the package.
Yeah, There you go. Andy, big news over at the U. Not a surprise when Ben Johnson was let go at the end of the men's basketball season. Nico Medved's name came forward pretty quickly, and as soon as Colorado State was eliminated from the NCAA tournament, Mark Coyle didn't take long to get Nico Medved signed, and now he's aboard, and he's got work to do.
He certainly does. They had two players from their recruiting class that signed under Ben Johnson ask out of their national letters of intent. There's one other recruit that is yet to kind of say which direction he's going, if he's going or if he's staying in Minnesota. So they have 13 scholarships to offer, and they currently have two players, the two freshmen in last year's class, Isaac Osama and Grayson Grove, said lately this week that they're going to be sticking around. But that's 11 out of 13 players that are going to be new, maybe 10 if Kai Showholster decides to stay. But, yeah, it's he was brought in knowing that it was going to be a big rebuild after what happened last year and kind of how senior-heavy that roster was. And it's certainly bailing out that way right now. There hasn't been a lot of steam or talk of who they've offered, who they're interested in. There's a couple of names that have come out, but it's kind of early days. I saw something earlier today that there are over 1,300 players in the transfer portal. So pretty much everybody's in it, and that's where they're going to have to live to put together a roster for next season.
Yeah, and the sense is this isn't going to change anytime soon. I don't think there's any, you know, strong momentum on the school side, the NCAA side, and for that matter, you know, the players aren't particularly organized as a group. It's not like in pro sports per se, where there's collective bargaining agreements, et cetera, that limit player movement. It's probably going to be like this for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I don't see any sort of rules coming in to stop some of these transfer issues that they have. I think the biggest one is just the annual basis of it, right? I think everyone is in favor of players being able to move between teams. But I think it's gotten crazy to the sense of you're playing on four or five different teams throughout your college career. I think that's just way too much. They initially tried to just do it one time free transfer. That went out the window almost immediately.
Yeah.
You know, they've got transfer portal windows. So it opened on Monday, and it'll be open, I think, for 30 days. So that's a guideline that they have to kind of put it in certain windows to kind of have this is the time that you do the business, and this is when you're able to build a roster and have different windows to do it that way. And they're trying to introduce contracts, especially when it comes to NIL money and rev share money, to get these players to lock in. But those contracts are just coming online here in the last year, and it looks at this point that they're just annual contracts. It'd be nice if they're able to extend those so you're able to have some roster continuity, that you're able to develop players. Fans are able to get to know players. That's one big gripe that I hear from Gopher fans and from sports fans in general is just how transient it is and how you don't know who's on your team from year to year, and it's difficult to root for them when they're just mercenaries and they come and go as freely as they do. Hopefully there are some things that come online, but the NCAA is really toothless because they, you know, don't have a leg to stand on because the courts don't care for them, just given some of the antitrust things that they run up against at the Supreme Court and elsewhere.
Yeah, and it seems to me the only way is to get players to sign contracts with the schools that in some way, shape, or form are binding. But then again, is all it would take is one player and an attorney to challenge that and win in a court somewhere, and then we're right back to just a free-for-all. And I am not denying that the players have a right to go out. I mean, let's face it. Coaches in some way, shape, or form have been free agents for a long, long time and have been able to tear up their contracts or buy out their contracts and move on to better opportunities. And for the players to have that ability, I'm not opposed to it, but what's going on right now is just a free-for-all.
Yeah, I agree. And there are instances where there was one, I don't want to get into specifics, but there was one football player in the Big Ten that signed a contract with a school and wanted to get out of it. And the school was like, no, you signed a contract here. And there was a dispute, but the school wasn't really saying that they weren't letting him out of the contract. So it looked like the school was just upset that the kid wanted to transfer. So he didn't have the understanding of what the context was with the kid. So they did try to fight back when he did sign a contract, but they ultimately let him go and you know, transfer to another school. So, you know, they're trying in certain regards to try to make it a little bit more common sense, but it's been a struggle.
Yeah. And for the people trying to sort it out, good luck in all of that. Hey, Andy, we always appreciate the time and your coverage in the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Andy Greener, Pioneer Press. He'll have coverage of the Loons and Real Salt Lake tonight, 7:30, Allianz Field on the Midway. Wild in action today. They're taking on the New Jersey Devils, part of a home-and-home. They'll be in Jersey to play the Devils, what, I think that's Monday night? They get the Devils? Yeah, Monday night, March 31st. So here against New Jersey and then there against the Devils on Monday night. Timberwolves are idle. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show with our good friend Kevin Lynch from FanDuel Sports Network. The Timberwolves kind of riding the roller coaster. Some nights really bad and some nights really good. Can they squeeze into the top six? It might be tough. Looks like they'll be in the postseason, but may have to go through the play-in tournament. We'll get into all of that a little bit later on. By the way, Twins dropped game two of the year in St. Louis. The final 5-1. We'll have more on that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.